The report says both Iran and the Lebanon-based Hezbollah were exceptionally active in plotting terrorist activities last year and provided a broad range of support to Syria's regime in its crackdown on the Syrian people. A spokeswoman for the State Department, Jennifer Psaki, said Thursday that Washington is concerned about the involvement of foreign fighters in the Syrian conflict.
Yeah. We're very concerned about foreign fighters, whether they're in Syria or the overflow of violence into neighboring countries. And that's something we've expressed frequently here. And we've been very clear about our concerns over the regional instability caused by this crisis in Syria.
The report also says al-Qaeda's central leadership in Pakistan and its affiliate in Yemen weakened in 2012. But as a result, some groups in the network became more independent. U.S. President Barack Obama made a similar observation in a major speech on counterterrorism last week.
And that means we'll face more localized threats like what we saw in Benghazi or the BP oil facility in Algeria, in which local operatives, perhaps in loose affiliation with regional networks, launch periodic attacks against Western diplomats, companies, and other soft targets, or resort to kidnapping and other criminal enterprises to fund their operations.
The State Department report says terrorist attacks occurred in 85 countries in 2012, most of them in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iraq. Middle East analyst Matthew Dust at the Center for American Progress links the recent increase of violence in Iraq with the unrest in Syria.
The movement of fighters, the movement of goods, the reopening of smuggling routes through which fighters traveled through Syria into Iraq, in some cases are now moving in the opposite direction. But still, anytime you have a situation like this where you essentially have ungoverned spaces in an environment of conflict, it's going to give rise to situations like this.
Dust says the violence in Iraq is primarily a reflection of continuing political divisions which are not addressed through appropriate political channels. He says giving voice to opposing groups, even some militants, can weaken terrorist organizations. The State Department report says any long-term effort to fight terrorism must include building the capabilities worldwide to counter ideology that fuels terrorism. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.